All right, joining us now, a very, very special person in the baseball world. If you play fantasy baseball, you know who I'm talking about. They call him the Talented Mr. Roto, TMR. He's part of ESPN. He's the most recognizable face and name in the fantasy baseball industry, and that is Matthew Berry. Matthew, nice to have you with us. You've written a book called Fantasy Life, and it's terrific. A lot of good stories. Matt, how are you?
I'm very good. Thank you very much. Yeah, I'm excited. The book came out on Tuesday, and the reaction so far has been awesome.
Yeah, thumbing through it and reading some of the chapters, it's the intensity, the way people get involved with drafts and what could be happening in their lives. And I don't care what it is, when you come to the draft, it's more important than just about anything in your life. And those are the ones I got right away.
Yeah, I mean, it's amazing. I got great stories. I mean, it's not a book about how you win at fantasy baseball or football or anything like that. It's mostly just fun stories that celebrate what I love about fantasy sports, the crazy trash talk, the punishments for losing your league, weird attempts at cheating that are very funny, obsessive behavior, and all the camaraderie. And you mentioned the draft day stories. Got a guy that was in Afghanistan and actually serving overseas, and he was going through a bombing. Literally, his camp was being bombed, would not leave his draft. I have a guy who was driving his nice. Pregnant wife, who was in labor, to the hospital, stopped to make a draft pick. I got a guy who, the day before the baseball season would start, his fantasy league was drafting. He gets called into work. They're like, the day season starts tomorrow. This is the only time we can all get together. We need the draft. He's like, dude, my job, I can't, somebody called in sick, I can't lose this job, I got to go in. They called me in and they said, you know what, that's fine. We're going to go in and we're going to have the draft while you work. You can draft with us while you work. We're going to go to where you work, which was the Red Robin restaurant where the guy was working as the Red Robin. He literally had to draft as the Red Robin. He's dressed up in a big Red Robin suit. As he says, turns out a cheat sheet taped inside my beak was not ideal. But every 10 minutes or so, he'd waddle over and make a pick.
Phenomenal.
Why do people do that? Well, what motivates people to do this?
Well, it's to play fantasy sports. Well, it's because it's fun. It's one of those things that I always liken it to a Springsteen concert. Like, if you've never been to a Springsteen concert, listen, you like his music, maybe you certainly know that he's got a lot of fans, maybe a song comes on the radio and you turn it up. But once you see him in concert, you suddenly get it. The guy that he's played for over 3 hours, you know, every single time, just gives it up for the audience. You understand the fanaticism. You understand why so many people just worship this guy. And I think the same thing with the fantasy sports. Once you play it, once you try baseball or football or basketball, one of the major fantasy sports, and you get in there and you draft your teams and you're realizing how much you're rooting for these guys, you suddenly get why it's so fun, why so many people love it. Look, everyone listening here, you're going to watch or listen to the Giants every single time, right? But maybe, I don't know, you know, maybe there's a Cubs game that you don't really care about. Well, I care because I actually have Alfonso Soriano on my fantasy team. So it gives you a rooting interest in games that you normally would not care about.
Matthew Berry on with Marty Lurie, Patrick Connor. We're at the Public House. And Matthew, I grew up playing Dungeons and Dragons, so that's like fantasy sports for fantasy geeks and straight fantasy nerds. So it's pretty much fantasy sports to me is like that D&D for jocks. So I get it. I'm into it. And you talk about draft stories. Have you seen the movie Knocked Up where Paul Rudd is accused of cheating on his wife when he's really just going to his draft, right? Does that hit home for you?
I've seen the movie. I've seen the scene, and there's no question about it. I actually had a story in the book that's very similar to that, where a guy was getting up in the middle of the night, and because his wife hated fantasy sports, he was getting up in the middle of the night to make all his draft picks. He'd wake up like about midnight, 1 a.m., take his computer into the bathroom, make his moves, go back, get in bed. About a month later, all of a sudden the wife is noticing this, goes into the bathroom, surprises him. He's all surprised. He closes the computer because he doesn't want anyone to know what he's doing. Next thing you know, he's in couples therapy, and the woman's all upset because she thinks he's looking at pornography. As he says to me, he says, basically, I paid a therapist $100 to hear me explain how the waiver wire works.
That's outstanding.
Very good. The book, yeah. Very good, Matt. You explain it well. Fantasy Life is the name of the book. It just came out last Tuesday. What got the book, what motivated you to do it? Just because you're the guy in fantasy, I guess. Is it just fantasy baseball for you, or do you do other things?
I do football as well. Those are my two main sports. I play fantasy basketball. I play lots of fantasy sports, actually. But the two that I do for ESPN in terms of what I report on and go on TV for is baseball and football. For me, I had all these great stories, guys, and I just didn't know what to do with them. You know, some of them fit in my column. Some of them didn't. I write a weekly column for ESPN.com. But, you know, like I had a story. A guy wrote to me. There's a league, guys, in Omaha, Nebraska, called the Tattoo League. You can go to YouTube right now and just search Tattoo League to see this. But the loser of this league has to get a tattoo.
Those are high stakes.
A permanent tattoo chosen by the winner.
Oh, no.
Even higher stakes than you think. Higher by the – and they've done it for 3 years now. They all signed a contract. And you guys will appreciate this because I heard you guys talking earlier. There's a guy in Omaha, Nebraska, the guy that lost last year. On his leg, he's got a tattoo – of Justin Bieber's face.
That is just cruel and unusual punishment.
You can see video of this. It says, you know, fantasy loser, hashtag YOLO swag. It's Justin Bieber's face. So I had stories like that. That, you know, I hear a league that they're all, you know, getting tattoos if they lose, and I'm like, I got to do something with that. And not to sound trite, this is sort of a trite answer, but it's really the truth, is that I felt like I finally had a last chapter. I've been playing fantasy sports since I was 14 years old. I'm 43, so almost 30 years. And the book, if you've ever read my columns online, you know that I always put a personal story into all sort of the fantasy stuff. And so every chapter of this book has a personal story from my life, starting when I was 14 years old, my very first fantasy league, and then winding up at ESPN as their senior fantasy analyst. And I met my wife, and I had my two daughters. So I felt like I finally had a last chapter, not that the journey is over, but that this particular arc was complete. And so I finally had kind of a last chapter and wanted to tell the story.
Now, why would someone want to be in a league with you? I mean, come on. Yeah. You want to win. I mean, you must wipe it up. Yeah, Laura Michaels, our good friend, you know, you guys know the stuff so well. Do you ever lose?
Oh, I've totally lost, and I've lost to Lar. He's a very good fantasy player. Listen, who's the best, you know, pick an athlete that's the best in the world. Like, you know, Tiger Woods, at the peak of his career, when he was considered the greatest golfer that ever lived, I think he won 25% of his tournaments. Like, no one, and I'm not even saying I'm Tiger Woods of fantasy, I'm not saying that at all, but I'm just saying, like, I don't know that there's anyone that is the best at anything that wins all the time. I do pretty well. I don't really embarrass myself, but certainly, no, I do not win every league I'm in.
All right, you don't have any tattoos yet, I guess.
Marty, I got to tell you.
I do not have any tattoos. I don't have any piercings. I got a league out of Virginia that's in the story, that's in the book, guys. Loser of the league had to get his belly button pierced.
Oh, my.
Where do you see this photo?
Shame.
Big, fat, hairy belly and a pierced belly button.
People are drinking Bloody Marys here.
Well, the guys are.
Understand that.
Kyle and Caleb have just pulled up some of the pictures that Matthew's talking about from this fantasy. What is the one? Did you say it's in Nebraska or something? The fantasy losers?
Yeah.
They showed up one. There's a unicorn with a rainbow, and then we've seen the Justin Bieber one, YOLO swag. I mean, it is ferocious.
Very funny.
Very big stakes.
Boy, good book, Fantasy Life, Matthew Berry. It came out this week. Matt, I guess you get it at all the local outlets and everything?
Yeah. We're going out. We're promoting the book, doing a book tour as well. If you want any information about where I'm going to be or more information about the book, fantasylifethebook.com is the website.
Got it. All right. What's your dark horse pick this year that came through for you in fantasy baseball? One, I'm not talking Miguel Cabrera.
Right.
Talking who's the one that you came up with and actually has produced for you?
Chris Davis, actually. You know, obviously he'd hit for a lot of power last year, but I was talking about in the preseason that I felt like the adjustments that Chris Davis had made were legitimate, that he'd learned to hit a curveball. Certainly I didn't expect this, but he was the average draft position that he was going on in ESPN drafts was the 17th round, and I had him ranked as a 12th rounder. You know, I was like, I believe, and I wrote articles that my preseason love-hate, he was a love. And so it was just one of those things where I said, like, listen, I would go five rounds earlier just to make sure I got Chris Davis this year. All the adjustments are real. This guy is not a fluke. I know he's been around for a while and people have seen him flame out. He's a different ball player this year. So Chris Davis is one that really worked out for me. And Paul Goldschmidt, I was all in on Paul Goldschmidt as well in the preseason.
Yeah,
so
well,
those are two calls.
Yeah, three for 17 with a homer in his last four games. So we're hoping it goes at least through today. But are you bullish on any Giant for the last 66 games, 65 games here?
You know what, I am. I got to tell you, I kind of like what I've seen out of Chad Gaudin. You know, like, seems to be pitching very, very well. I'm kind of buying this as well. So certainly like this. You like to see Lincecum turning it around a little bit. He's the guy. Like, of all the Giants, you know, I mean, I think Pence is legit. You know, obviously Posey's a stud. Like, so the guys that I think in terms of, like, doing more than what they were sort of expected, Godin is the guy that I think actually is legit and stepping up.
Hey, Matt, I got to ask you, fantasy football was in the news this week because Maurice Jones-Drew of the Jacksonville Jaguars revealed a story where his own teammate, his blocking fullback, Greg Jones, may have sabotaged him because they were competing against each other with their fantasy football teams.
Really?
Have you ever heard about something like that in baseball where maybe that their own fantasy interest got in the way of the actual games being played?
You know what? I haven't.
Thank goodness.
By the way, MJD came out later and said he was joking about that.
Well, probably because his ownership, Khan, got on his ass. I'm sure. You know.
I'm sure there were, he got a lot of emails, texts, and stern talking tos after that that came out. No, you know what? Every Major League Baseball team, and the Giants are no different, has a clubhouse fantasy football league. They all play fantasy football. In terms of what you're talking about, though, no, it's funny. You know, Curt Schilling, the great pitcher, the colleague of mine at ESPN, and I talked to him. He's a hardcore fantasy baseball and football player. And I once asked him, I said, you know, when you were playing, did you ever play fantasy baseball? And he's like, I played fantasy football when I was active, but the truth of the matter is I'm so competitive, I thought about joining a fantasy baseball team, but it occurred to me that, you know, late in the season, if I was out of it and a hitter on my team came up, I just might groove one to him. I can't do that. I didn't want to put myself in a position where I'm giving up home runs to help my fantasy team, so
funny.
I decided not to do it.
Funny. Matt, what a pleasure having you on. Congratulations on the book Fantasy Life, and I would love to have you on again.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me on, guys, and good luck to the Giants today.
All right, thank you.
Hey, that was fun, Marty.
Wasn't it?
Yeah,
very good.
And the whole time I'm thinking, we didn't have time, but what's the most obscure fantasy sport? The most obscure of fantasy sports. I've played fantasy NASCAR. I know there are folks out there that
Bobby Cox did.
What, fantasy NASCAR?
Oh, yeah, I was sitting in the dugout with Bobby Cox.
It's a lot of fun.
While he was doing some sort of draft, and I said, what are you doing?
Right.
He said, NASCAR, and
he was picking Casey Kane.
I don't know what he was doing, believe me. But he was sitting in the dugout doing some sort of a NASCAR draft.
I wonder if, hey, tweet me your most obscure fantasy addiction, fantasy sport addiction. I bet you there's, the Bassmaster Tour. Can you fantasy Bassmaster? Or I guess there's fantasy golf. That's a no-brainer.
Yeah,
but what's the most obscure one? Can you do what's the sport they play down in Miami? Is it Hi-Li?
Hi-Li.
I wonder if there's a fantasy Hi-Li league.
It's probably fixed.
I'd imagine. You know how it goes down there in South Florida.
Boy, good one.
That was fun. Yeah.
That was good. Very good. All right.